بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد إن حديث النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام mentions more or less ليس الشديد بسرعة that a person, a wrestler, a strong person, is that the one that can floor another person, he can wrestle into the ground. But a strong person is that person who can control his anger at the time when he's angry. That is a strong person in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Physically, he may be very weak, but when he gets angry, it takes him long to get angry. And when it comes to him now losing his anger or cooling down, then very quickly also his anger disappears. That person is a strong person. But this is a skill a person should learn, how to control his anger. We find in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam taught us also to become angry at the right time. What do you call mawqa shanasi, mardum shanasi? The right time, the right place. And in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he never got angry for his personal needs, his personal desires, or for his own personal, individual, anything that harmed him. It was only and solely for the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was broken. Then for that reason, now he will become upset and angry. We find in the riwayat, when he comes to the Fajr Salah, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will become upset and he says, we are the people. They haven't come for Salah. It is my heart's desire that I appoint someone on the Musalla of Masjid al-Nabawi and tell the youth of Madinah Munawwara to gather some firewood and burn down the houses of those that perform the Salah at home. They are performing Salah. And my desire is, it made him so upset that how they don't come to the Masjid for Fajr Salah. And my heart's desire is that I take now the youth of Madinah Munawwara, gather some firewood and burn those houses down. Ulama say this is rahmatul lil alameen. It was a rahmat, a mercy to mankind. But so upset over those that are performing salah at home. So when his anger would come, it was never for his personal self. If somebody had, what do you say, was upset or rude with him, a Bedouin came once, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was wearing a new shawl, and he tugged it from the back, so they left a mark on his body. And he said, oh Muhammad, give me the shawl. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, no anger whatsoever. Somebody blocked my car. Yes, we should not block it. But at the same time, now there's anger for myself. Somebody now has to speak to me in a rude manner. My anger should become also Sharia compliant. So he left the masjid, he went into his home, he removed the shawl, he came back and he handed it to him. It's for you, hadiya for you. So how to use the anger at the right time also, that my anger must be Sharia compliant, used to the right things. Ulama say that now anger also is desirable in deen. Anger desirable in deen. Love of dunya also is desirable in deen. A person to have certain amount of lust and desire also is desirable in deen. Our mashayikh teaches, don't ever make dua, ya Allah, remove my anger completely, I can't control it. Wallah, remove the love of dunya from my heart. Wallah, remove my lust and my passion. Young boy makes dua, now I can't control his lust or passion. So he makes dua, ya Allah, I can't control my lust anymore, ya Allah, destroy it, remove it from me. Person has too much love of dunya, he makes dua, ya Allah, remove the love of dunya from me. So mashayikh say that to have the love of dunya also is commendable. It's not something which is looked down upon. Anger also. But the love of dunya, the anger, the lust should be used in the right avenues, and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be 51%. Love of dunya, 49%. Anger should be used now when I break the command of Allah, use that anger against myself. Because anger will come out somewhere. If I miss my takbirah ula, if I miss my salah, or I insulted someone, hurt somebody's feelings, then that anger should be directed upon my own nafs. And here ulama teach us now that if you missed your namaz, or you became angry with the wife, or you became angry at work, that the anger came out in the wrong place, now penalize yourself. They put a penalty on your nafs. Oh nafs, how come now you dropped me so low that I became like an animal? And ulama say that now put a restriction on yourself or penalize yourself because you became angry the wrong time, the wrong place. 8 rakats salatul tawbah. 6 rakats salatul tawbah. Or 4 rakats or 2 rakats minimum every day salatul tawbah to punish your nafs. But increase it is better. And then tell yourself every time you become angry for the wrong reason, then they say, take out some sadaqah. And take out so much now that it pains the nafs. Every time you became angry, now take out 200 rand. Now you think beforehand again. So I become angry again. I have to empty my pocket once again. Now the nafs begins to feel it. Lie, it is cover. Don't become angry again. So anger is there also, but to use it at the right place. If the time has to come, the call has to come for jihad, a person doesn't have anger, then our sheikh says he'll go to the battlefield, tell the enemy, chalo bhai, hum chai pi rahe. Chalo bhai, we have some tea now in the battlefield. He said, all the time, bhai, he said, now to lift up your sleeve and say, chalo, we'll have a duel now. Now the anger must come. Not the battlefield, is at the home and the business place. There we control the people around us with our dua and with our silence. We must understand now our anger through our silence. And we make dua, Ya Allah, change the heart. Ya Allah, you make it right. But today we know now the, what do you say, quick fix. Tell the staff a few bad words and now he must behave. Speak to Allah. Ya Allah, he belongs to you, you change his heart. And then in the, they say even the anger should come out in the business place to ask the staff that are working for you. The ulama, they say that the women of Syria before, we'll go to the ulama ikram and tell them that our children are disobedient. How do we control them? So they would say that feed your children every day 100 durood, they'll become obedient. How do we feed our children 100 durood? They say when you are cooking, at that time read 100 durood sharif and blow on the food, you are feeding them 100 durood sharif. So the barakat of that will become obedient. In our business places also, in our homes also, how much of the rahmat of Allah you're bringing in there, oh, is only dunya. So anger also is commendable in the right place. Love of dunya also. Love of dunya should be there 49%. If nobody has love of dunya, the economy will crash. People will say, I don't love dunya, I'm not going to work. Allah Ta'ala will send the rosy. Allah has a system. But the love of dunya should be 49% and Allah's muhabbat should be 51%. How do I know now whether my anger is in control? Oh, love of deen and love of Allah is more and my dunya is less. When the call of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala comes, then I can leave my dunya. Not only myself, but my entire staff also. Then now it's time for salah. Now we all go read salah. And then also when they come to work in the morning, have fikr for them in the business place. Alhamdulillah, many a businessman has ta'lim in his business place. As we say, feed the children 100 durood, feed our staff also some ta'lim in the morning. Get an alim to come there now to check the surahs are correct. I'm not only feeding them physically but spiritually also. So whoever comes into my business becomes affected with my whole environment. That now my business becomes a markaz of deen. Then my entire staff, mashallah, complimentary, is all on namaz 5 times salah a day. That we have ta'lim in our business place. I'm not only making fikr now for their homes and their financial needs, but even for the akhirat also. Then my business now is 49% love of dunya, 51% deen. And Allah Ta'ala give us the hidayat and tawfiq. The ulama say that if we can make all, the entire staff, all be male only. If we have ladies working for us, try to make some plan for them where they can work remotely. And nowadays it's becoming possible. Where we end, it should not be that now we have a secretary, they were open here. We know this is impermissible. Imagine Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to walk into our business place. What do we should have done now? What excuse do we have to tell him? How can you keep his... I told you that the zina of the eyes is nazar, looking at haram and haram lady. And you kept her right in the front over here. Then that will show now by me doing something like this in my business place, the love of dunya is more than my deen. Then this hasn't become deen for me. Then what happens when I explain that I'm giving lillah and sadqa also just to ward off the anger of Allah from my rosy. The sadqah is not only for the pleasure of Allah, it's just to keep myself protected. So my home also, my deen also, my business also, should become now sharia compliant. When it comes to a young boy making dua, should not make dua also, Ya Allah, remove my lust completely. If he gets married, he'll have a problem. Ya Allah, make your love and Ya Allah, your obedience more than my lust, more than my carnal desires. So that becomes under control. So from here, ulama teach us how to make the correct dua also. We don't make dua in such a way that we are cursing ourselves. So when it comes to anger, the right place. Love of dunya, where that should be also. Not that I come for my asar namaz every day, just 10 minutes before maghrib. It's already makruh time. We find it very common nowadays. Where asar is early, so the businessmen come late for salah. We're having a second jamaat and third jamaat. And to make a second, third jamaat in the masjid area or in the sehen area also is makruh. It should be done somewhere out of sight. Because it is a sin. How come I miss my asar salah? I came late for namaz. because of my dunya. It wasn't a zaruri thing, and I'm reading now my missed namaz in public view without feeling any shame in me that I missed my namaz. So therefore they say, make the second jamaat somewhere nobody can see you. Because this is now you're displaying your guna and your sin, your laziness before the people. So read it somewhere nobody can see you. But this is a proof already that every day, every second day I'm coming for my asr namaz now just before maghrib. That shows now that dunya is ghalib, is dominating my deen also. That whatever season it may be, I'm here in the masjid before time. That my dunya is closed, my entire staff also. Or I have some rotating system, have a musalla there because far from the masjid. So they can read the salah also on time. Make some ta'lim in the business place. Have somebody to come and check the surahs also. Then alhamdulillah, whatever I'm doing in my business now will become weighty in the scales of my deeds on the day of qiyamah. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah. Wa akhiru du'a, alhamdulillah.